Mini episode 1723 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1723 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the black comedy Avenue 5 on Max. Here's our top five things to know about this program. Number five, Avenue 5 is a futuristic sci-fi comedy about an interplanetary cruise ship that runs into big trouble, imperiling its affluent, complaining passengers. Billionaire Herman Judd hired actor Ryan Clark to portray his captain on the ship because he was taken with the man's charisma and thought that he would be a big hit with the passengers. However, when Ryan is forced to the forefront by the death of the ship's chief engineer, the rapid spiral downward begins. Eccentric crew members Billy, Rav, Matt, and Iris struggle to deal with the crisis and to keep as much of it as possible away from the passengers. Number four, speaking of those passengers, Karen, of course, Frank, Mia, Doug, and Harrison hilariously complicate matters as they learn bit by bit just how screwed they are. And they're not the only ones making matters worse. Meanwhile, down on Earth, the saga of the spaceship becomes an object of pop culture fascination. Number three, the series, conceptualized by Armando Iannucci, contains witty writing and a host of interesting plot twists. The parodies of various character archetypes and even real-life figures are hilarious. Number two, it has an incredible cast with Hugh Laurie as the exasperated captain, of course, and many other great actors. The always amazing Zach Woods, Rebecca Front, Ethan Phillips, Jessica St. Clair, Andy Buckley, Daisy May Cooper, and Kyle Bornheiser. Josh Gad is annoying as crap as Herman Judd, although that is clearly intentional with the casting and writing. As for how effective those choices are, your mileage may vary. Number one, at only 17 episodes over two seasons, Avenue 5 is a fun and way too short binge that will leave you with some memorable moments. With the two seasons being split by the pandemic, the show lost audience momentum and didn't get the third season that it deserved. That may lead you to wonder if it would have ended differently with more time to tell the story, but the premature ending was at least true to the direction of the series. It's a fun and interesting show. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.